you want to be able to place in the same table, you have to put you two different tablecloths, or put a loaf or a bottle to serve as a hefty. That's the first shantos. The yesh mefarshim. Lo asru ela betfisa achas kolama v'shem behotso achas. Don achas shekano esek v'shetfisa bayit. Utom tfisa achas agradach. Mali behotso achas mali b'shtey otso. And makirin zeze. ומשנה כן תפיסה אחת, תהיינו שמכירים את זה, ותראו שזה, לא היה כלל שימות הולך על שולחן אחד בשביל הפסק שבינתיים. The whole heter is at the window. There's no heter at all, so the second shot in total. Right? So far so good. These are two days total. Yeah. Put a loaf or a bottle to serve as a hefsek. That's the first shot in total. The yesh mefarshim. Lo asru ela betfisa achas kolama v'shem behotso achas. Go on achas shekano esek b'shetfisa bayit. Tom Spisa Achas Aradatach, Mali Botso Achas Mali Bishay Otso, and Makirin Zeze, and Mishanakin Vita Achas, Tahino Shemakirin Zeze, and Tirish there, so I recall Shem Utalechom Al Shulchan Echa Bishul Hefek Shabin Tai. The whole heter is out the window. There's no heter at all until the second Shabin Tos. Right? So far so good. These are 2 days Tos. Yes? Yeah. In the second Shabbat
right.
Yeah. According to the second Shabbat Tos, it has a very interesting thing. There's no heter at all to look at the places on the same table, even on two separate tablecloths. That's what will come out according to the first, second variant Tos. Tomorrow, we'll look in the Shulchan Aruch, let's see how we pass in Halacha L'maaseh. Okay. This is based. אם עושה שם הקק גדול שקורך לרוחו המאפה שלו או אפילו אוכל המאפה אחת בנוסם ביניהם פס והקייר אז מוטר וגול למשל פוינד אאוט פס is like the first day in Tosin yesterday for the second day in Tosin no source for this hatter but we for a change פס from the cooler and it was about to the pole right even though you throw a kadoshin I guess this hatter has been accepted fine. The Bahetev, it should be a very interesting question. Happened to me, I love from a Maisa. I never occurred to me no question before I started learning these Yana. But the actual question happened to me 2 weeks ago, or last week, last Shabbat. 10 days ago, I was in the city, and I was invited out to Shalosh Shuddas by Yekin. So Yekin was serving a milchik, and I was so pleasure. The question was, I'm about to eat anything. I was about to sit at the table and eat. I was eating fish, I was eating all kinds of things, I was eating juice, whatever I was eating. The question is, what they're up. The question never occurred to me. So I saw over here, the Hashara, Pesachet Shiva points out, based on the Torah Sofa, to be ochel, not ochel. Someone who ate meat, may he sit at a table with a serving of milk. Should we be afraid that he's going to be offered milk and he'll have milk? Sure enough, the Baal Avos offered me milk. You know, the rabbi wants milk. So I said, no, I'm so pleasure. Suddenly, his mindset was so, I couldn't believe it. So the Prima Garden says, Lore Isi Disharim Mose. I never heard of anybody should be careful about this, and I haven't either. I never even heard of the Chumrah. That's why they know that there are those who hold the Chumrah, can't do it. Who's back there? The Beis Yaakov. Yeah, I heard from Beis Yaakov. I know Beis Yaakov is. Beis Yaakov. No. Misha Ochabasa also Shiva for Misha Ocha Gemina. Nah, he's asked for that. Nah. And the Bahetis is cut in days, in parentheses, he calls the Beis Yaakov as Macha. Okay. Now, this heter of a heker is one heker, right? The Tosis quotes another possibility of another possible heker. Tosis says, Or ocha a mapa acheret. We eat on a separate mapa. So, the post can point out, that's only true if they don't always eat on two different mapas. In other words, in some high society, those who sit, they always have place mats. High society. Considered a fancy thing. But our opponent points out, Dr. Shuva is supposed to cut the cuff, that if they always eat on place mats, then the place mats don't help any, because it's not a hecker anymore.
Like here?
What do you mean like here?
We always
on trade. Yeah, the horror. It wouldn't be a hecker. So if you want to eat, the different colors, you mean? One green, one red. Maybe. I don't know. Hecker. The whole point of
it.
Right, that's what it says. Two tablecloths is a hecker. Therefore, two tablecloths, if you always eat on two tablecloths, you always eat on place mats, then I don't think it's, Dr. Shubas, it wouldn't help. It wouldn't help. Please. Okay, please. Says the doctor, the Ramah, only a hecker, the bread of the hecker, if you don't eat from it, it's not considered a hecker. A bottle, on the other hand, might even be a good hecker if you drink from it, if you don't usually have the bottle on the table. Shop points out. It all depends. Sorry? Because bread is always on the table? Don't put it bread on the table. Okay, post them on a little bit. What about salt shakers here? What about salt? Because I'm going to quote the two separate salt for flesh and salt for milk. Does this apply to salt shakers? They're not talking about salt shakers, are they? Talking about a bowl you dip in the salt. Right, so the fora shouldn't apply to salt shakers. Unless you have kids who put the salt into the soup. Where do you pick it up from?
Ketchup. It's
the
chicken. You pick it up.
You pick it up?
No, the salt
will get
inside.
Salt will get inside. I think you're going to need a lot of one salt shaker. But you saw Kedoshim. Kamar Shah has two salt shakers. I guess when you have a large amount of people using it, you know, people may not.
I'll tell you, a lot of times you get dirty.
You pick it up from the ingredients. So dirty.
Ketchup bottle.
I think Cam has only one ketchup. Do they have two sets of ketchup bottles?
Yeah.
One. What? Yeah, they do? Really? Well, what could we have in ketchup? The ketchup, if you put the ketchup into the meat, not much.
You only have to shake it.
What? Ketchup's worse than salt? Yeah? I don't need ketchup. Can't afford the pizza. I don't need ketchup. I don't know. Let's go on. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, later on in Siman Tzadi Aleph, quote a din, based on us, Tzadi Aleph. It's Bosa, Zvina, Shenod, Luzeb, Azem, Mutarek. Ela, Shetzarek, Wadiyach, Mekom, Legiyosa. Mutal, Atura, Sam, Vizachas, Achas, Vachan, Shinen, Shem, Yuguzeb, Azem. That's exactly our mission. Okay? If they're both absolutely dry, the shock points out, you don't mean anything. Not much, nothing, yes. Come again. Isn't that what the Machabah said, what the Shach said? Wait, slowly. What does the Gemara say? Zara, Adam, Basak, Vida, Metachas, Achas. Vuvat, and Nelson, Zebazem. Fact, the Gemara, you know, Gea, Zebazem, I have his son of his son, and I have who? Rabbi, Nedic, Sibla, boy, Hadacha, Milo, boy. Right? So, the Machabah in Sifalis is talking about. Wait a minute. The mission is Ravash Lo Yunog and Zebazeh. What's the Machabah's Lashon? Baruch Hashin Hashem Yigu Zebazeh.
It's
not afraid it's going to happen.
The mission says that to make sure it doesn't.
Down with a special mission, I can't make it.
Why the Machabi is a loss of a vassal Yigaz Ebezeh? Good question. He says, Rosh Hashanah Shem Yigaz Ebezeh. I guess it's good enough. Hara. I don't know if it's good Hara. Sid Beit. Ho ho. Kalmidi de boy adochas on maniach basa hetze tona bekala shalisit tona also the chatzila. Dilma acha below adochas. That's our mission. Right? You can't say he's going to be Maziach later on, because you're afraid that he may not do Adach. That's the yisod of our mission. Okay? That's the yisod of the mission. Whenever you Adach, it's also a chatzila, because you may forget. You may forget. So the shach and the tzad say, the shach is over here today, v'odin l'aniach yisod tonon b'kli shal hefer tonon she'dak al ha'adiach is also a chatzila many times. What does the Rashi? You shouldn't put something which is trait on a kosher dish. Why? What are you afraid about? What are you afraid about? You now have to have a dach and it'll forget. And the clinic and the dish will have some grease on it, right? So you put some. That's what he suggests. What do you suggest? Now, halacha l'maisa, we pass in this way, right? I think there's a taz starts tumbling over here. I'm not sure what the taz means exactly. What does the taz say over here? Let's take a look at the task of Kut Nala. Task of the two Kut of the Shmaminot called Midi Vekule. Yesh Vaksho. My Shmaminot the Kama Ha Hi Hi. The Vahed Yamina, the Matisim. Who will Vaksho? You know the Kut of the Zer? But it says Shmaminot, the inference. Yesh Loma. The Hava Mina Dapta, Bosser, Gavino, Atma. Al Beklisha, Lahem, Ain't Tarakli Zoyer. Kamash Mala, the Chomidi, the Boy Adokha. Vafila Beklisha. The Yalefla mid Amar Abaye, nay the Klipa of Boy Hadacha Miu Boy. In the Tali time of the Hadacha Mamela, Kalmidi the Boy in Hadacha Shavim. So far, so good. He says, Yesh Ha'achas owes a cost of the Beit Yosef to become Mark of the Vidi Evid Mutter, Loch Hashina and Mitzchila, Shema Yishka, who will become a Duchti, and Keramach Hashina and Kaan, Zilma Achabu Hadacha. Kevin, the Akhav, the Adach, I need, sir. That feel about what you saw. Klippa, yes, they are specimens that each sharp at the end of the low Klippa. What are you referring to, like? What are you referring to? What is the Dale? It's our Klippa. You know what I'm talking about? Riva. Riva. What's the shadow there?
You had to do Klippa on it in the Shlubu.
Right. You're supposed to do Klippa, and the Klippa got. It was cooked together. With the Klippa, you sort of melted into the rest. It disappeared. Right? So there we say, what? There, even there, some say, but it's mutter b'di'evet. Certainly here. It's mutter b'di'evet, so what's the issue of chatzila? In Shloma, the b'chomach of the ain isu boru l'faneinu l'ela sopik im yeshkan isu v'torok k'vishach hazeh. Does that mean on the came into the ever show you mutual small chatzila al adrisha shiasa chazeh? Mash enken kan shes isu boro ba mash yosem bosa kosha bekli shalitur ela shes lo takana ba adoko zera samchina na ba adoko shakha kach b'shem yishka. What's he saying? What does it have to be limited, no? We had a rule, he saw it was a hard and fast rule. Whenever it's mutual b'di yeve, they weren't kosha b'di chatzila. So he limited, why did he limit it? What did he say?
An Issa Borrow, there's no question that the what? That the it's a trefer thing over there. And even though if you put the trefer thing on a kosher plate and don't wipe it off, use a kosher plate, it'll still, the food that you put on later will be kosher. But the evid, that's not the same kind of the evid. Then you have to wash it with the chatzila. You cannot do the chatzila, even though if you'll forget it will not ask for anything but the evid. So the Taz is severely limiting this klal. We thought we had a klal, so whenever, even if you forget, it'll be mutter b'di'evet, so that's what they'll do at the chatchila, smach, you won't forget. And the Taz is saying nothing to it. That's the general rule. It's a much more limited rule. Right? That's what the Taz is saying. Right, we're not sure. We're not sure about the situation. That's more of a just what's up with it, I think. Okay. Now, what's the shot? What's the Taz's right at Mutter B'di'evet over here? It's even Klippa's Mutter B'di'evet. What does Klippa mean? That's a real chumra. Clay Klippa's found in the Gemara. With a real din, you have to be mapped over in the clay Klippa. Here is all the problem of what? Of Hadacha, smaller, tiniest, thinner amount. That's more cop. So this sort of Yad Ephraim? Is that interesting? You saw Yad Ephraim? Was that the Mount of Commerce? No?
Yeah.
Interesting remark you make. Why? You can't make a comparison. Why not? The Shah, my head there, but the Yavin below Klippa Hainu, Kishen is Basha, Oviyev, Shalitkwa Bachaka. The Ozav, Isra, Belua, the Klippa. I mean Ozav. It's peace. It just sort of melted into the rest. Ella, she has Shlomo, the Nath, and the Veil, and the Kvar. Now there, I mean, under the Yavin Mutter. Fine. Masha, Ein, Ken, Kan, the Vadai, Im, Eino, Ose, Tikun, Ha-ha-docha va-ochlo. Yisura ka-ochil v'yein ze-hetem b'di-evet klal. V'lachein en adom al-ha-zim v'beis shemutza b'di-evet. What's he saying over here? Maybe he's saying what you thought the Taz was saying. I'm not sure. What's he saying over here exactly? He's saying over there that they klipo. It got cooked in. It sort of disappeared. It's melted. Right? It's no longer around. But over here you have this grease, this dirt on the surface of the plate. It's right there. It's there, mamish. This is actually there, so that's exactly why you can't do this. You can't rely on any bit of the evidence. It's a different kind of a bit of the evidence. Is that what you said? Is what he's saying what you said the Taz is saying?
I said the
other time saying
that
the doctor's worse, so he's not saying the evidence. Is he saying it's also the evidence? Is that what he's saying? His lashon is, the aim is that hetim in the yavit klal. He's not saying it. What's he saying? How do you read those words?
It's not much
clearer. No. Is that what he's saying? The aim is that hetim in the yavit klal? I thought you understood what you mean. Oh, I didn't understand that at all. I didn't understand that way. You're saying it's not also in the yavit.
It's just
So what was the tail off my mind? What would it then be? He had tacos, put it on a kosher plate, took it off, and he put a kosher food on it. What's it then? As a taco? How could you ask for the food with the other? How could you ask for the food with the other? What place? No? What? Kulna. Do hadacha. He's saying if he'll eat it without hadacha, he will have done an issue. He will have eaten a mamash which is not butter. You see? In the case of Khalifa, he will have eaten the kadeh Khalifa which has been dissolved and melted and mixed with the rest of the tarovit. Here he will have eaten an iser, which has never moved, never changed. So he's eaten an iser. So it doesn't mean the food doesn't mean that. The food you can rinse off, but if you will not rinse it off, it will be he will have violated an iser by eating some iser b'ed. That's the distinction he's drawing over here. Okay. So that means it would be us if you wouldn't wash it.
Or if they were hot, maybe.
Well, that's part of the matter. What does Taz say to cutting base? So what does Taz say to cutting base? Amazing Taz. We quote the Masham. Uzizela yofa olsen ahochet drachim she'olsen herring meluchim al kli akusim. They go off base to Howard Johnson and they buy herring. Sharetzari chadoch acha shemunach aleh. You have to rinse off the herring, you have to put on the plate. What's he saying? You put pickles, presumably the pickles are kosher. Everything's kosher. Right. Well, I mean, it's possible. The pickles are kosher. But the problem is the pickles are put in their pickle juice, and the pickle juice is put into a tray, into a bowl which had something tray for it before. So what does the Tzad say? Everything's up. Is that against the cut mouth? Life is against the cut mouth. Right.
He's not saying it. He's not saying it's the other. He's saying,
sorry? The prima gada makes this cash. Tzad to be sold from one line to the next. The prima gada is the following. I think it's the cut now, prima gada. Mishpato. Take a look inside. Right. Look what he says. Da-dum. I was talking a little bit about this issue. In base. Ayin Taz B'Shem Rasha. The Bula Elif Hatchil Alt Mishin, the herring Meluach B'Yosef. Who could dove a chorif? We're going to get to that later. The Gam Tor Meliach Hatam Etzav Alt Mishin Hatchil. When we call Gam Shamin and the Ozak Hapanim Yuchat Hakli Hetev. In wrote to the Shtamash of a base of the Kachavah. That's what he said. So, this leads us to the big question. Halacha l'maisa. Can you go to Howard Johnson's and eat ice cream? That's the big kasha you have to... Yeah, okay. Can you? There's a problem in the prima gadim. What exactly is in the Taz, where does Nisa b'diyeved, if you put in ugakis into a trefa dish, Sivkot Beis, he seems to say, it's also b'di'evet. When Sivkot now, it doesn't imply that. For there would be mutter b'di'evet.
I thought he forgot that he was a distinct. He had a question, and he said that he ended up with a distinction. The Yishomer.
So what about the prima gadda?
The Yishomer would come up and bring the bar, whatever.
Yeah.
And he ends up. Those of him are also for Yishomer.
No. The Chomokam Shein needs a ball of Fanein of Safek. That's right?
Yeah.
But here, when he needs a ball, right? Ela Shein Tov Takana Ba'adokha, Vezela Tamchina Ba'adokha Shachakaka Shem Yishka. Right? So what does he mean? When you put the Kishuim Ugekis in Mei Melach, what trait? The Mei Melach or the Ugekis? What else is the evidence? Oh. Okay, so what you can do is just put it on and point out. You can have the pickle.
But
you have to rinse the pickle off.
The people don't rinse the pickles when they eat the pickles.
What do people do? They have pickles. they pickles in, it pickles it in its juice, and they don't get the pickles off. And therefore, the, that would even need to be the evidence. Why? Because the pick, what's he saying? Because the, again, the pickle juice becomes usur. Why? Because the pickle juice is touching what? Touching the dish. And the pickles are in the juice, and therefore the pickles should have what we call, or should have hadach. And the guys are having hadach, that needs to be the evidence. Okay, that, that's what the Supreme Adam says. That'll be the, that's the answer to us. Okay, so no spear. Good, we have, that's a tell. God answers the cash, what? Wait, I'm out there, wait. Slow. The Taz puts in, before we get to Howard Johnson, puts in another unbelievable line. The famous rule we have. What does that mean? You'll find it many times. What does it mean? What does it mean? It means that someone which is also the chatzchila mutter b'diyevet. If you're stuck, you're not required to be matzah like the chatzchila. That's a tremendously powerful rule. You're living in the house of a goy. You got stuck on the road. You're stuck by a goy. Or for some reason, you're in business. Whatever, you're stuck by a goy. So then, as the Taz said, although you're not allowed to do anything of this type because you're afraid you may forget, if you're Chas Chak, you're allowed to do it, but just don't forget. I mean, you're not allowed to forget the Chatzchila. Chas Chak, because the Yevet said you're allowed to do it, and we'll hope you won't forget. That's the Chas. Okay? That's what the Taz says. So we hope you won't forget. What are we talking about over here? Are we talking about that the plate is clean or the plate is dirty? What's the Taz talking about? The plate is clean or the plate is dirty? What do you say, Doug? The plate is dirty. Why is the plate is clean? Okay, slowly. This is a fun, the big machlokas are post, what does the Taz mean? Talk about a dirty kli or a clean kli. That's going to affect the shavuot we'll discuss tomorrow. Sorry. Can you go to Howard Johnson? Can you eat off the, can you eat ice cream? No one's going today anyway, right? Can you eat ice cream off the, you know, the metal bowls there in Howard Johnson? Yes or no? I have to come back tomorrow to find out. All right, we'll talk about that. Yeah. No. You're allowed to do something. But usually we say you can't do the chatzchila. Why? We'll say you're going to forget. Chatzchila, we say you're allowed to do it, and hope you won't forget. That's Pashup Shah. Yeah, what are you talking about? So the Taz says Shachatzchak Kigonshin is Aksim the base of a Kachavim Kidiyevadov. This rule is a good rule to know. You have to know what, you have to know what the rule means. It's a very important rule. Shachatzchak, I'll give an example. It's a good example. Talk to the counselor. Found over here. Yeah. Take a look here at page 502. This is page 502. Talking there in Sif Gimel. Yesha Nunis El Israel Amarda, the Koran Fala. What's a Fala? The, a long stick. You have to put the bread at the end of the stick. Also, this is what I have to call a yom. Miuk she'ena bat yom ha mutal ishtamish bro. Why? Eisner gzeir eino ben yomo. We had already seen a long many times. Eino ben yomo, otu ben yomo. Mishug, di e efsha b'inyan acher. What does that mean? There's no other way out. What means no other way out? So the Taz quote. In other words, There, the goyim only have one, what is stick. They're not going to listen to us to change sticks whenever we want. And we are stuck, we have to buy bread by the goyim. We have no, they had no bakers, and there were no Jewish bakers, they didn't have any ovens in those days. Therefore, since b'di'evet, if you cook something, you use an einav and yomo. It's kosher. Here you have a shat of tzach, you have no other alternative. It's mutter to do it even like a pil. This is another typical example. Shat of tzach, k'di'evet, which means, what ordinarily would be only a b'di'evet. It's a tremendous cloud. I mean, it's so good in Pesach Halacha. It's a tzach of the evet. You find it all over the place. Okay? But that's just going to get another muscle to illustrate the situation over here. Okay. That's a tremendously long shot over here. Well, let's just go with our own svar. What should it then be? What should it then be? As far as all these things are concerned. A horror, something is clean, it's clean. Finished. I mean, what's there to discuss? We know that B'liya can only be done how? Hot. Hot. Things only go in with hot, only come out with hot. So if it's cold, and cold means anything under the outside lettuce bowl, nothing. Nothing happens. That should be the rule. Should be the rule. But you see from here, apparently it's not. They talk here about Hadzocha and another concept. What's the other concept called? Shifshuf. What does Shifshuf mean? Hadzocha squared, what? Huh? It's just a lot of Hadzocha. That's all it is, I mean, it's nothing else. Huh? It's steel wool. Alright. But Shifshuf presumably is not a, someone who takes out Leah, is it? I don't think so. You don't find that shifshuf should be like a kind of a hagola, a kasher. It's just a good, a perfectly, a better done hadok. So the shach says, it was an isa shomein, you have to have shifshuf. Good shot, makes a lot of sense. Grease won't come over for this plain rinsing. Right? In fact, I mean, no lumpus over here. Grease is very, very fatty substance. All that come off, a little elbow grease, a little steel wool, soap. That's shifshuf. That's the shach is saying over here. The shach attacks the Ramah. The shach attacks the Ramah. First of all, the Ramah distinguishes between the case where the original bliya was cham or the original bliya was cold. Hot or cold. The shach, who cares? Right now it's cold. That's history. Might not mean it. When is there, should there be a difference whether the original bliya was hot or cold? When? If right now what? Right now it's hot. Then let's know what happens to come in and come out. If right now it's cold, nothing's going to come out from the bliya anyway. It's just a question. It's on the surface. What's the difference if it was hot or cold the first time? That's a shach kasha against the Ramo. And therefore the shach passes by locha. There's no need, you don't need, Hadzocha, unless the kli is either dirty, or the kli cheres. So now cheres is a bit more chum. If you finish reading the shach, you get the impression that really the Ramah is in bad shape. I mean, you know, the shach knows how to pile it on. This is the Ramah, come on. Finished. But, if you look later, you find that there are those gedolim who want to defend the Ramah. They're not going to take this from the shach. You know, the shach is the gedol ador, but they're going to try to find ways to defend the Ramah also the gedol ador. Let's defend him too. So the Chavad Das took it upon himself to answer all the Shach kashas. Every one of them. Take a look. Chavad Das. Page 10, right? Page 10. Okay, Masha Nira Lidba Kavona Sadivriya Torah Tatis Liyashiv Kola Tmiya Shatana Lava Shach. He makes it a point. Shach Pav and on so thick that he's going to tell you he's going to answer every single one of the kashas, one he sold. See what I mean? 415 lines down and that's on the top of the page. Yine Yaklish in Ishtanisho Isa Bekvius Vara Ez Losar Mimena Hashamnunis Vahadocha Biyalma. ובעינן שפשב גודל, אפילו להשתמש ברצונו, כמבול לתמון כופר פעל סבל. עין בית יוסף בצור, יולף לו מהוד בקטונים הדיחון ומטבילון, עלה בעינן שפשב דווקא, דילותם הוכי למליץ הדוכו, בטבילו סגי. It says the Russian Gemara, the Mishnah Gemara, and the Avodah Zarah is Madichan u'matbilan. So the Shach said it must mean, quoting the Beis Yosef, must mean Shifshif. Why? Allah doesn't need Madichan, just Matbilan. I'll tell you the truth, I thought it wasn't such a great raya. I'll tell you why. I think there's a number of Madregas in between Matbilan and Shifshif. What does Matbilan mean? You dip it into the mikvah. You dip it into the water. I mean, how much does that get off? Hadacha could be a little bit more than that. Hadacha could mean not shifshif, but you know what? But hadacha could mean like, you know, you take a pot, a plate, put under the sink, and you rub, you know, it's just in your hand a little bit. That's it. I'm sorry? So the Beis Yosef was pshat, the Beis Yosef was speaking, that he understood hadacha to mean the most, just merely dipping it in water. That's considered hadacha. That's hadach. But I don't think that I could easily see what someone might argue. Say hadach is not. It's not hadach either. Therefore, madichan and matvilan is no proof that madichan has to be what we call shifshif. Madichan might be what we call hadach, and tvilan is even less than that. See, I'm saying, a way to get out of this riot. No? Because I mean, tvilan really is nothing. It's just dipping it into water. One could imagine an in-between madragon. Shifshif gadol is a really powerful rub. And it's really just in the mikveh. And Hadachah is in between. You just give a little rub. No, I mean, probably one could imagine such a thing. Okay, that's what I thought. Let's go on. And then he quotes the Berek Abayah to the Ra'ah. There's Chankasa, the Berek Abayah, the Torah to Bayasar, Kukh of Dal, Vazel Shodom. The Hadachah, the Katani, the Kalim, Hainu Shif Shuf Yafe. The Akha, why? Shabbakam Hadaka, it's Rikhu Bistakin, Ne'itza Eser Paman Bakaka Kushan. If you look at the Sukhavan Azara, when it comes to a knife, they know what we call Ne'itza. Now, what's Ne'itza? I thought it was only a mother knife. Same as truth. Put it in the flower pot, no, you put it in the backyard. It's a knife, you see? I thought it was only a mother knife. The bubble is made up. The story, you put the knife in the back. Well, how can it make sense? The knife in the ground, overnight, you can make a kushan. Wild. I mean, something. Witchcraft. But then I saw the Gemara says it. What does the Gemara mean? What does it do? That's all. Purely an abrasive, that's all. No witchcraft. There's no magic over here. But it's an abrasive. You put it into a hard ground. It's very abrasive. And therefore, it would take off the grease, the dirt of the knife. So what do you see from this? What do you see? Huh?
Overnight,
overnight, where does that come from?
Who
said? That's the Bible say. No, wait a minute. No? No? Leaving overnight in the yard or in a flower pot. That's talk about the mind. That part, leaving overnight, that is the Bible say. But the... Sorry? Huh? I guess overnight, but overnight. No, I don't see it anyway. What does it say overnight?
So which way should we do it?
Taking it 10 times. Do it without overnight. I don't know. So what are you saying over here? So it quotes the Berek Abayah that this what? That this idea of that this Hadacha must be really shifshif because it's instead of what? Of ne'itza. When do you need ne'itza? So look at this. Look how he puts it's like a puzzle here. He puts the pieces together. Then he says, "The came and should welcome ne'itza bevada to be in shifshif gadol." You still need what? Of shifshif gadol. Slowly. Then he quotes further. He He quotes the Tosfos Chul and Daf Chet. Kosvu, the stock in Ena Tzorach Nita, Rakish and Nivla Berosea, Avach and Nivla Betzonen, Lo Bora Kadocha, Shlo Nisrach Minis Dalig Vah Hashem Nunis Kolkak, Ayin Shav. Vachanami Bekli, Leinyan Shiv Shuv. You hear what he said? He puts pieces together. Since the Ra'ah said this is based on the Gemara, that Shiv Shuv is the Mokom the Itza, and Tos is enough Kef, and the Itza is only when? When it's Nivla Bechamin. So what did it come out? That Shiv is only when? When it's called Bechamin. Who said it to Ramah? That's why the Ramah is good. For the Kosh Shiv Mashik Shashach, the Mesimakuf Chafal Mavua, the Mutter, the Shtamash Rotsonan, for the Kosh Midi, the Shom, Mairi, Al Yedei Shiv Shuv. And the Chinari was Shiv Shuv is Mutter. He didn't mean it us all at all. We understood the Ramah, so it's always us. No, it means it's Mutter, Al Yedei Shiv Shuv. Why, if it would be a knife, and then eat from the karka. But ba'adokha ba'alma, then it wouldn't be enough if it was nivla when bechamim, hot. The food which was originally absorbed into the original pot, or the original knife, or whatever thing, was bechamim, or the plate was bechamim. Let's now summarize. Let's go to the last paragraph. Hayosim is there. So what happened? If it was used for kviyas for iser, even cold, and he wants to use it for hot, or he wants to use it for cold permanently, what do you need? Shifshin. Uvimrot shtamish bakroi zonon sagi bikinuach afil ladas ramah kevash lon shtamish bakli rak bitzonin. If what? It was only used what? If it was only used for, again, he wants to use it now for what? For cold. Back Roy, and originally it was only used for what? For cold. Then what? Everyone agrees it's enough to, well, what's kinuach mean? Wiping it off. Well, the cliche of Bolabaro Seah, also the Shtamash Bekviyas Sona, the Shukzera, he'll maybe make a mistake once, it'll be all over. Not a trade. Pubak Roy Sona. Just to use it once in a while for cold, which when it was Bolero there. Sadasa Shah Sagi Bikinua. Okay? It's enough to according to the Shah for Kinua. Okay? The Dora Korah Flap also if you like a shish. Okay. Well the Dasa Ramah. The Ikok is Zara, the Be'inon Shifshif. Achar, Shifshif, Mutalita, and Tofu, Afilu, the Bechara. The Shifshif had the Mokom, the Ita. The Kenadin, Afilu, the Klicheris. Even Klicheris, Mutal, the Shifshif. The Klish, and the Shtanash, of the Akroi, Iser, Sagi, the Kinua. Period. No, after we finish this summary, could you eat ice cream and have a Johnson? Well, let's figure it out.
Slowly.
So we have here, someone said, that's a machlok of the shach and the ramah. Why? Because what are these dishes used for?
Ellie Sherman just told me that the ice cream spoons are only used for ice cream.
What? How is that suspicious?
Slowly. Let's assume both. Let's take all the cases. What if, for argument's sake, this dish or spoon was used for trade mamish? For Chametz. Hot tray. And now I want to have it for cold ice cream. Then it's a makalos of filling who? Makalos of on the shah. According to the shah, it's mutter bahadocha. According to the Ramah, what do you need? Shifsha. Tell me. Oh, what did you say?
Dishwasher.
I thought that the dishwasher should be zicha shifsha.
Nah.
What now?
It should be.
The dishwasher? Put in boiling water. It goes around and around and it's.
No? Great dish thing. Last time
you consider a dishwasher to be only hadaka?
Doesn't clean it.
No, actually, I don't have to. It's not the dishwasher.
Slow. I thought that a person said a dishwasher to be shifshif.
Why?
Hadachah means putting first of all, hadachah means even cold water, no? What's hadachah? Hadachah is what we saw before. Hadachah, you put it in a mikvah, it's already hadachah.
But it's
soap and it's hot boiling hot water and so much. Oh, that's another question. Let's even assume that it was only used for ice cream, which is probably true. I'm told that they use the special plates.
Especially if you buy
ice cream in metal cups. I mean, the problem would be
but
a spoon would be a bigger problem than the dish. Assuming the dish is used only for ice cream, so then the dish is not really a problem. Unless, as mentioned before, the dish can be ruined by the fact that it is washed in the same dishwasher, perhaps, as the tray for dishes, which have a grease of tarp with manish on it. Right, Iru.
He says that Iru.
Not what you call not maflit u mavliya tiefer. That's correct. Right. The problem is the dishwasher, if a dishwasher things are basically clean, then you're right. Not maflit u mavliya tiefer. We learned that in the shop. But the problem is when they use a dishwasher, they may have greasy plate full of ham, I don't know what else they throw there, or a tray of fish, in which case perhaps an almoshes might actually get into the be nivla into the ice cream dish. The kitza. So therefore we have to be machmer, I think. I'm starting from the beginning. So I'm saying perhaps we have to assume that the dishes did become treif, even if they used only for ice cream, they may have become dishes treif from the dishwasher. However, the two factors. We're going to get Shuvas Rav Moshe and the dishwasher. I have to look at a few Shuvas in the next page, the Ma'amar Kama. A couple of factors. One, could be whatever type of dish might be bottled with shishim, Rav Moshe Rav. Two, might be bottled with shishim. Whatever type of dish might be bottled with shishim. Rav Moshe Rav. We'll discuss later what that means. Two, soap. Soap, we'll see you later. The soap makes something, we discussed it right before, didn't we? And soap makes something, puzzle. We'll discuss that. So therefore the soap, every dishwasher is my soap. So there are a few sudden, maybe these ice cream dishes which are never used anything else, but really are kosher. And then maybe they really disregard the fact that they're using the same dishwasher. Plus, I'm not even sure they're using the same dishwasher. Could be it's a big place. Huh?
Special ice cream dishwashers.
Could be. It's possible.
Their dishwashers aren't like some weird dishwashers.
They don't use the dishes we have?
No.
That makes more of a cooler.
Yes.
More of a cooler. Like a wire cafeteria when I used to say, hose down the...
Yeah, but you
don't
have something to clean the wire cafeteria.
They don't get clean.
A lot of the silverware is clean.
Yeah, but then if it's not trash to begin with, it'll be okay.
It's a couple machines.
Yeah, the wire cafeteria will be okay.
The kitza. It's a serious problem in the Howard Johnson. What you could do is you could take and Howard Johnson solve all the problems. They serve you, say, I want to go out. They give you on a paper. Huh? No? And you can sit there.
You're going to eat it there?
Yeah, it's the paper. Glass is a bigger cooler. Glass is a bigger cooler. We assume that glass is not boleh, we pass them aloha. Ah, good point. So I was saying it's not a question of bleh, it's a question of grease on the outside. Bleh wouldn't help us not boleh. Right, good question.
Even if it gets washed off,
that's what we're discussing after this whole shop's all about. I assume the dishwasher is shipsha. So I would say the chatkila to solve all these problems after plastic and paper. But I think they slowly. But I think it's been the scoop. Scoops are all sewn up. No? Scoops? Don't know that fudge. Scoops are used fudge. I would say that Mika Razin, I think, Mika Razin, you can eat Howard Johnson on regular dishes with regular the metal cup with the regular spoon on the ground. But I think the dishes I think are used only for ice cream. I think the metal ones. The spoons, I don't know. If you use rather some of them, they use only for ice cream. Ellie says that. Then it's all
special.
Huh?
Special spoon.
I haven't been in many years. I don't know what it's all about. I'll say, if you're in, it's okay to eat. So it shouldn't be mezalzel, someone who doesn't. All right? But, here's a serious, more serious problem. I used to see people in Howard Johnson eating hot stuff, like coffee and tea, this kind of stuff, from regular China. That's a much more serious problem. First of all, it's China. China, even cold, should be more makas. The shock is makas by China. that we carry it to more common. Even though our china is glazed, some folks don't make it by glazed china because it's the glass on the outside, but still, it's not something that we make it that way. Second of all, it's hot. The hot is much more serious. Let's say assume that these dishes only used for coffee and tea, for nothing else.
The guy who likes to be eating his crab and drinking
you shouldn't do it. You really shouldn't do it.
How's the kitchen between having cold salad
and
earthenware dishes?
Cold salad and earthenware dishes.
But
there's no dressing. Wouldn't
that
be yavish?
No dressing would be considered yavish.
Salad, mm-hmm. Which dressing? My buddy,
You become a lawyer. All the lawyers have these shows. Have to go to the restaurant to the client or with the whatever, the professor, right? So they have to eat. You can't just huh?
Did he have a job?
No. So we ain't a tsunami. How to finish what we call a shabbat chak? So what? That's how the average, but still, what does that mean? So rinse off every piece of lettuce, in front of the boss. You're not going to get too far in your interview. Maybe because that's chag gadol, like rely. I mean, the chor by scharis, forget it. No.
Why?
What?
Oh, yeah. Also, another thing. Some of these kli charis on the shtamish mostly betzona. Hard to say exactly what. Huh?
Yeah,
salad is a special kind of salad. It's mostly betzona. Because the Kafachayim says that the shtamish betzona and even the shachas mut matir to use the betzona, even the charis. Betzona, the shachas matir even the charis. So I say it's have salad and salad dish or not, it would be mutter.
What about
Maris Ayin? Well, Harif. Ask for salad. I mean, don't say what you want. You want a lettuce, tomato, carrot salad. You don't want any onions. I don't like radishes.
Wait, a double yavish charif? Is this different? Yeah. Only double lach charif.
Ah. As long as it's dry. Is it considered dry? The fact that some water on the lettuce shouldn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because so these things are mutter if you have to, and if you can do it better, if you're going to be on your own, you should better try to do with the paper and plastic. It's not going to be so restaurant. Okay? Follow up on the mice. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, but the Yemen, yeah. He wants to say, this is the Machaber said in Siman Kuf Ches. At the Goyim won't give you an extra stick to take the bread out. So Shem Chak is the Eved, and Eben Yom was Mutter. So too, the boss won't let you eat in Moshe Peking. So in Mela, you have no choice. You'll either eat the coffee in that. I don't think that's a good comparison. I mean, it's an interesting idea. I don't think it's a right comparison. You do without coffee. I think it's necessary.
No,
what a coke, Phil.
You said that in a restaurant, Tom Cameron and Mignon.
That's right. Another part. Maybe in a restaurant, you don't say Tom Cameron and Mignon. It's a constant turnover. They're constantly using them. That's a good point, also, though. That's right. So, the hot stuff.
What about the hot question?
Forget it. Anything hot, stay away. What?
Go on the diet.
I don't know how hot the hot fudge is. Not that hot. But isn't
the coaching?
Yeah. Not good. Stick with the ice cream. Good enough. You have enough gates to heart. That's why the positive with the ice cream is so good. It never was. Not it never was to be made. I don't know what to do about hot stuff. I don't know. I'm not sure. Come on in. Talk about Hot Fudge and Howard Johnson. Come on in. Okay. That's what I would say. Prefer to take it out with paper and put it in a spoon. But the Nikar Adin, I think that's the dishwasher and shifshuf. I think. And if I think it should remove the Nikar Adin, even a metal bowl and metal spoons. That's what I do. Maybe they don't do such a good job washing the dishes. And maybe we should have it to Chatzila and plastic and paper. Class of Howard Johnson? Yeah. What about DJ Sack? It's all fair. Oh, there's still problems with topics. I don't know what's going on with the topic. Not how gola, but tevilas kevah. No problem.
Only the topping.
You buy what? The kli or buy the food? No, I'm not buying the kli. What am I buying? What? No, here you use plastic, plastic or paper. Never been a DJ, so doesn't know. But eating at Howard Johnson's on their paper, on their metal dishes, no problem.
Why?
It belongs to the guy.
It.
Okay, no problem. Right. The parish is in the Gemara, allowed to borrow. Caught in Postman, on Shabbos, they get stuck, we're in Temple of Kalim, you sell to a guy and borrow it back. Sell to before Shabbos.
Before
Shabbos. Shabbos, you give it to a guy as a present, you borrow it back. Borrow is no problem. No. Okay. This is a very serious business.
Somebody raised a question
before. Mars Iron in a restaurant.
Other than Howard Johnson. Howard Johnson said the guy's going in by accident. It's supposed to be the case with the guy eating the salad.
Let's say you're in the law school, or you're going to for the client, and you're going into some, I don't know what, McDonald's.
Pierre.
It's not a Pierre.
The lawyer.
I don't know the name of the restaurant.
Pierre.
A fancy restaurant somewhere, right, in Fifth Avenue. Fifth Avenue restaurant. Can you go into the Maris Iron?
Take off the arm.
Good question.
Black
clothes. No, in theory, a person can go into such a place and buy a kosher meal. I mean, in effect, this kind of stuff with a drink of Coca-Cola and.
Usually people go in and don't go in there. People go in and see the meal.
Non-kosher bakers. Look, you go shopping in Walmart. There's also a lot of retail kosher, non-kosher. Fun thing. No, I have to work with some kind of percentage here. In other words, in Walmart, you can go in and you can buy a lot of things without touching the non-kosher stuff. Howard Johnson also, I mean, there's also trade and stuff. But ice cream is a significant part of their business, ice cream section of it. The question is the restaurant just serving tray for meat and tray for fish, and one of sugar every year comes in there to have some plain lettuce with Coca-Cola. So is that sufficient to knock off the Marashayim? I'm going to be told that you're the one who's going in there for the for that reason. It's a serious problem. I don't know.
Well,
I don't recommend taking off the arm. We used to have in Riverdale.
We had
in Riverdale the following situation. There was a store, one of the buses stores, stores that, I would know.
You know,
the buses. I mean, it was one of those stores under our scruff, which some people wouldn't eat from there. I certainly wouldn't eat from there. But at that time, that was the only place in Riverdale that carried frozen fish. Like the gim or whatever it was, the frozen fish. No, you couldn't get anywhere else in Riverdale at that time. It was back 8 years, 9 years. I was moving to the neighborhood. I had a very serious shot. I had to walk into that store to buy the frozen fish. So it was like a freezer, it was a freezer compartment inside. I thought about it and decided, no, I didn't want to go in there. Because there'd be a real mixture. See, I'm walking in, my wife walking in there into that store. Right, people had a, yeah, that could be a difference. So there, said basa basa on. Said actually, it was basa kosher on. So people thought that, you know, maybe this is really kosher. Yeah, you go into a place like, you know, it says a goya sharet, the name is glatt trace. So maybe, the maritime, always, what's part of maritime? There's two problems with maritime, right? One, you're going to cause people to make a mistake. They'll think that it's kosher. That's the part which shouldn't apply over here. What's that? When you look at the mistake, it's not shack a mistake. Second question would be using the key. So think you're being over, think you're violated. Could be in the world of ours, even if you're not a lawyer, you're a push to you. But people know that lawyers have to, or business people have to go into these places and have salads. They wouldn't be kosher. If you saw, Allah Khalamaita, you're walking Fifth Avenue, you see one of the chevre there, or one of the YU grad lawyers walking into one of these stores with his yarmulke on. Or what is yarmulke off, either way. I think you'd be chosen in that he's going to...
That's who the guy is.
So it's a loose shot. Maritime should depend who you are.
What's
your shooting? I'm possibly not asking the maritime. I would say it's probably Muslim. On the ground that no one's going to make a mistake and think that it's a kosher. You're not going to call the mikshel. No one's going to go eat the pork because you see you walking in. And chashai also, I think it's... You know, again, it's not a great percentage of it, but it's well enough known that there are frum guys who walk into these kind of restaurants to buy a salad and a Coca-Cola. That fact, I think, well enough. I know it, and I'm not... Coca-Cola, huh?
So what about to walk into McDonald's and buy a Coke?
Same
thing. Oh, it should be an equal industry Muslim, but it's still me as McDonald's. The Fifth Avenue place is more classy than it's a mere cigarette.
No, but you don't have the thing that nobody's going to suspect.
Yeah,
but
no one expects you to eat a
salad
pepper.
And
if you would be
better at adding
out,
though. Maritime is a very hot topic, so it's really good. Yes?
The hot maritime is, let's say, you come out of the door, it'll be clear that you have what you mean.
No, walk, if someone sees you walking in, doesn't see you walking out, he'll walk away. Doesn't help. He'll see you walking in, and he'll leave. He'll arrive at his own conclusion.
That's just a picture. I don't need to.
That's a big problem. Big problem. A very serious problem. I don't know. Every case has to be judged individually. I don't know. This is a general guideline. Okay. There's a lot of other things to discuss over here. The Taz, the Shver Tazen over here. The Chavos Das is against the Taz. That the Taz says that if you can't clean it off, it's even to the Yevet. And the Taz, the Chavos Das is against the Gemara, which you're going to see later. I don't have the Mamakom yet, it's the next. But the chicken falls into the bird falls into the milk. So that's the Gemara, Kufi Beizim and Aleph. So the Gemara discusses that if the milk is mutter, even though you're not doing a hadach on the milk, it's not shach hadach on the milk. Sorry? Yeah, right. I said you haven't gotten to it yet. We'll get to it. So these are difficulties over here. The Poshpa says it's the Chavadash, the Taz meant, Oscar is Vatlis and Chatzkila, is what I mean, it's Oscar. It's a complicated business. But one is I want to stop now, and I want to give you a little bit, just a minute of advance notice what we're going to start tomorrow. The Sugya of Nat Bar Nat. Now, this is a very hard sugya, and it's a very important sugya. This is really halacha l'maisa. Not by now, it's a halacha l'maisa sugya. And it's important to understand what it's based on. All the chumras and the kulas. I hope you all have the Ma'amar Tumas, don't you? Now, for a Moshe Shuvis, I put a few on. I took from the library. I took liberty to take a Yodea Chelek Sheni here. Yaakov Yodea Chelek Shlishi you have, right? Right, it's Yodei Chelek Shlishi. Only thing I'm missing is Yodei Chelek Rishon. Anybody have one?
That's the first
one
about dishwashing.
That's the first one about dishwashing, Chelek Rishon. Huh? I mean, he has nothing else to bring it. Because that's a very important shoe, the Chelek Rishon. I'll see if I hold it and get it somehow or other. Okay, so those are the choices. I want to spend time on dishwashing. I want to get it down pat, because it's a tremendous controversy with dishwashing. And this is the sugya, not by not. That's what I want to do and discuss the questions of, you know, halacha l'maaseh in the house, cooking potatoes and milk. Okay, we'll discuss how to do that at least soon enough. No same time, bar no same time. Otherwise known as not bar not. We might have a whole discussion of what's called Dogim Sha'alo Bakara. Halacha is Dogim Sha'alo Bakara is Muta La'ochlan Bakupa. What does that mean? So, a kara, referring here, of course, to a flesh of a kara, and kutak is a milk product, and you have a problem with milk and bunsa bakala. You say, no, dogim shalom a kara is mutal achlam bakuta. Aye, what happened to this? I'm sorry? What kind of place? We always assume the worst, yeah. We assume it's talking about a ben yom. Okay? Dogim shalom bakara, even though it's a ben yomo, it's still mutar la'ochla bakuta. What's the reason? Gemara says, not bar not. So not bar not. Fine, so great. I mean, that's the Gemara says, halacha, it's true. It really is true. There's no, I mean, open and shut. Well, until we see Tosa. Tosa starts saying, wait a minute. Not so simple. Tosa says, they quote Rashi, Davka Olushar, Avon is Bashlu, Hosa. The Kechad Taim of Hoshim. Before Maitre, the fund of the basin, she is Bashlu, because there is Shalcholo, the Osa, La Tos, Me Amulaita, Shalbosa. Here we go. They went not by not. Huh? Like one other, like the many other head we discussed this year that came and went. So it looks like this one's gone too. Well, not totally gone. I mean, it could exist in the case of Olu, whatever that means, we'll see in a minute. But in the case of Nizbashlu, no. And with Halach and Shulchan Aruch. And Simon Sadi, hey. Says, Chava says, straight, look. Dogim shen is bashlu or nitzlu b'kzeira shel basa, rachutza yofe, sh'ein shuman dovus ba, has to be clean. Dirty, then it's not just a question of the bliya, it's a question of the mamash at the end, right? It has to be clean. So the din is, mutta la'achlam b'kuta, shum nahave nat banat, de'etera. Here's the word. Why do you hear that word, de'etera? Who needs the word de'etera? What's such a big deal about the word de'etera? What's the significance about the word that's there? Huh? Yeah, what do you say, Bobby?
Well, the
Chavez
Das,
he said
that...
Chavez Das, right?
...the question of said that the question of what if I cure in the Torah,
right, well, before who said it before the Chavez Das? Who said it, who made a big deal out of it? The Ran. The Ran makes a big deal of this fact, we discussed it before, that only not by not the hetero is permissible. Not by not the Yisura. Forget it. Forget it. What kind of din is that? Is it in the Raisa? In the Rabban, we spoke about, if you recall a little bit, what was the context again we spoke about? Yes. But we were doing a little funny shots with the Trivas, with the Bishop of Mayim, right? Bishop of Mayim. Then I mentioned to you that the Smak holds not by not the Yisura, only by the Rabban. And we held the Smak with the Shitoso. In an explanation of the Bishul Ramayim before you came. We mentioned that from the Ran of Mashma, the Ran on the Sugya, there might be a Din D'Oraisa. But not by now what we call a Tam Kolosh, it's a weak taste, and it's not strong enough to become Asa, but it's strong enough to maintain Issa. Big difference between becoming Asa and maintaining a previous status of Issa. Yes, sir. Okay. But not ever. Yeah, right. The Ran, Pashup, the Ran takes the Ran. Pashup Shah, I always tell Pashup the Ran. But the Smak, the Ferish, the Rabbanan. I have a point if you hold it, someone the Rabbanan, who needs Hagolas Kalim? With Kash, you have a Kli, a Kli Midian, right? What happened to the Kli? So you had a Kli, and then the Kli was used for Tarp. Now you can't use it for Kash unless you use Kasher at first. Why? Because I'm not by not. Not by not the Yisura. Phone the Rabbanah. What's the answer? smak is a shitasso again, I think. The smak paskins that hagola is a mitzvah atzei. You know, the smak counts as the mitzvah. The smak counts hagola as a mitzvah atzei. Everyone else says it's ridiculous. It's not a mitzvah atzei. If you don't do hagola, it's trait. That's it. But the smak says no. If you don't do hagola, the food is still kosher. Because not by Nazi sewers only their abundance. So why does Torah tell you to do it? It must be a mitzvah. That's real scams of mitzvah, so hagola scams of mitzvah. The kid is telling the difference. Ah, according to smak, maybe yes. I don't know if he says it with the fairish.
Only
until
the mitzvah when he used it, or until the son of the mitzvah to go around and cash every time?
No, he's going to use it. Unless it's tefillah's kelim to go cashing and putting all the kelim in the mikvah. Only if he's going to use it. That's what he hopes. Okay. So now Tosa says this question. So the master of Makaba passed. Fine. And terrific. Right. Very good. The Makaba is consistent. There's no problem. All of a sudden comes to Ramon and says, Yesh machmiri mitzliyo bishul leso not banat. Vaminig leso lechatzkila. There we go. So the heter went by the board. All right, true, but the yevet mutter b'cholanyim. But the yevet is mutter. But as lechatzkila heter, forget it. It's gone. Why should this be so? So Tosis says that depends upon the two lashonos later on. The Gemara says in the bottom over here, kuf yiraf and beis, Hilchos Adaka Shalom Bekar Mutz Lachon Bekuta. No, Shechatcha Besakin, Shechatcha Bebasar, Asu La'achla Bekuta. Why? Two reasons in Rashi. What are the two reasons in Rashi? Either because the knife is dirty, can't be cleaned well, or there's a lot of time. Or even there's a lot of time comes out. The Tosfos seems to say it depends what reason of Rashi is correct. If the reason of Rashi is my mushroom over there on the end on the night, then it does not apply to our case. If however the reason is what? There's a lot of time, that kind of a struggle to apply here in Bishul as well, because Bishul is an extraordinary amount of time. More than just Olu. That's what Tosfos suggests. One second. Tosfos suggests. Yeah. That's what they suggest. It's a quarter right from the Gemara in Zvachim. And the matzah raya, because that's not by Nati Yisurah, so must be the reason over there what? That it's min demino, Tosfos takes care of the raya. Okay. Now, if the Tosfos really took care of that heter, wiped it out off the face of the map, no more heter by Bishul, they discussed an interesting case. It's really halachah l'maaseh. The last 10 lines of the Tosfos. The karos shemishtamashin b'hem basa. Shehutku b'machma shalcholov b'klirishin eshneh b'nei yomon yesh lesser. Okay, yesh lesser. One should ask it. Why? Afilu amnema lab dafka olu. And afilu nisbashli. Even if you all have nisbashli's mutter, but here's different. Why? Ima sham nunis b'yen al akar. Zavik is sakin shlo niskanech. Dr. Rekunches l'osh anachin. One. Two. Afilu ayna sham nunis b'yen also why? That Torah knows also machvas and nifla tam is elazer, vavi tam sheni v'yisim. They touch each other. Three. V'yod lo dami klal adogam shalom b'kara, dok shat tam sheni shal basa v'shal kolav nichas v'mayim, miyad nesru amayim v'chozim v'yosim akaros, v'ya machvas. The third reason, which I'll come to in a minute. The Me'echad, Eno Ben Yomo, Oz, also Shu Ben Yomo, is Mutter. That's the Yaakov, your question of what's Ben Yomo and Ben Yomo. What did Tosa say over here? Tosa says, you can really answer this thing for, if you're looking for reasons, I think you can find four reasons. Four reasons. One, Bishul is up. Bishul is an extra amount of time. Two, the Shanunis. Three, one, the pot, the plate that's being washed touches the dishwashing pot. And four, even if not, the taste meets in the water. The water becomes asur, and it will now asur everything else. And the benyomo, so then the benyomo is, when the benyomo is mutter, the benyomo can only be affected by what? By the ena benyomo, so therefore it's mutter. But the ena benyomo is going to be affected by the benyomo. So that anybody knows would be us. Yes, sir. Good Maran, very important Maran. What does Maran say? According to the last reason, what's the halacha? Huh? According to the last reason, if one of them is a Ben Yom, ain't a Ben Yom, then what? Then they're both Muslim. Aram points out, what happens when one is a Ben Yom, one ain't a Ben Yom? The Tosfos says, also Shu Ben Yom is Muslim, implying that one is also. Because the Maram, according to the last reason the Tosfos gave, that the only reason is also the time on the discussion, only if they're both Ben Yom is their problem. But if either one is an Ein Ben Yom, then they're both Muslim.
Then why is it okay for them to be?
According to the first three reasons, what?
Why is it
of course it should be us. The Ben Yom hits the Ein Ben Yom. So it's less than assuming they touch each other. So the Ben Yom acts with the Ein Ben Yom. Ein Ben Yom does not act with the Ben Yom. Right? Or if it's Bishul, there's a lot of great of time moving. Or Shamnun. Well, Shamnun is a different story. Shamnun is a different story in part. I'm sorry.
What's the difference?
You
have three more reasons to ask.
What? Hold on. Maybe we reject some of these reasons. Hold on. Wait, slow. Wait a minute. Let's go slow. So Tulsa is tremendously mocking over here. Now, the Rush. Yes, ma'am.
If you
take a pot, the flesh of pot and a ben yomo.
And you cook milk in that case, it's also the
other. Yes. We had it many times over. We learned all those different methods of cooking. What can it be? Is it the flesh or is it milk? What is it? Think about it a minute. Yes, ma'am. I'm after the shakir. You're way ahead of me. No. You weren't there for that maram discussion. Two maram. The shakir quoting the maram of Wittenberg, right? Correct? We're discussing the maram of Lublin. See, that's a problem. I mentioned Mamash had a discussion about this. Maram of Lublin is the one back in the Gemara. Maram of Wittenberg was the Avi Yadok Ashkenaz, the one who talk about influence. The Ramon, and what we do more than perhaps more than anybody else. Different person, so there's no problem. Is that any great one? Which shock are you talking about? You're way ahead of me. No, I think one of them. Spawning different people. No. Good. Okay. Fine. Now, the Tos is tremendously machmir. The Rosh, on the other hand, is makim. So he has interesting twist. Tos is that. Let's just review for a second. So the machlok is about Bishul. Is Bishul included in the Hetter of Nabanah? Right. Some said yes, and some said no. Tos said even if you hold that Bishul is mutter, here it's us anyway for three different reasons. Bang, bang, bang. I told you. The Rosh is exactly the reverse. Because even according to the Machmirim, Rashi, the Rivan, who are Machmir by Napanah by Bishul, they might be Mekil when it comes to washing the pot. Why? Why? Can you figure out why? Tam Shlishi, what does that mean? What does that mean? It's the count, you have to take your thing out of the count up over here. What's the lesson of the Rosh? One second, hold on, let's just read it properly. Here. Vili nira the end of Kav Tet. Vili nira the after the Rivan I call Mutter. La Osan is Bashlu, Ella La Ochlan Vakuta. Shetam Shani shall have Bosar, no Saint Tam, the Tok my Moshe shall call it. Aval Hoka, Shetam Shani shall Bosar, Shabatoka Mayim. Ain't no some time to talk about Moshe's Hakolov. Elam is Arif im Tam Sheni Shakolov Shebetoch Hamayim. Nire Shamayim Utarim Vakol Mutter. What did he say? What Naparnat? I thought the Rivan just got to saying that by Bishul you don't say Naparnat. What do you say? So the Madani Yantav says, Lo nach is hachal adaktek b'mitzvah atamim. V'ye yachal lom atam shlishi k'demasuk liel. V'chem nekamon. Halakama, tafiluk shal nachshav e'elo atam sheni, shani ben mitzayah v'tok ma'moshes, and mitzayah v'shalo v'tok ma'moshes. I don't understand. I thought the pshat he rejected the correct pshat. I thought they were at the Rosh men. What do the Rishonim call it? Not banat banat. Huh? What?
How is it not banat banat? The water is not banat.
What happened over here? Come again? Where? Well, which who says tamshen? Oh, kasha tamshen ishala bosi shabatok hamayim. Ain't an old son of a mush the cholot, and it's iron, and Tom Shane shall call off. Shibatoch Amayim. What does that mean? Until they get together, what is it? In effect? No.
We have
two
Tom Shane's
kids. Okay, slowly. So what? Let's compute this over here. What happened? The Rivan says, if I take eggs, and I cook them in a fleshika pot. I can't put butter on those eggs. Why not? What did I do wrong? It's not banat. The perfect example of not banat. No, it's not a good example of banat. Why not? Because if I just put an egg in a hot egg, or an egg in a hot pot, and just warmed up or something, or whatever olu means, then it'll be okay to put butter in. Now that I cooked it, a tremendous amount of taste came out of this place of the pot. Just a tiny amount. A tremendous amount came out of this place of the pot. But this egg, it's not just that it has a little bit of milk, a little bit of time of the pot. It's a tremendous amount of time from the pot. It's a tremendous amount of time from the pot. It can't put butter in it. The Rivan says, no? Yes or no? Yeah. That's what the Rivan says. No, so the Chara is standing over here. I have a big pot that I used to wash dishes. And I washed it, it's a flesh of the pot. And I put boiling hot water in it, and I want to clean off my milchiga pan in it. Okay? My milchiga pan, the lechara, shimutta, not banat. The lechara Rivan will say, no, why not? Because now this leshika pot gives a tremendous amount of time into the water. There's no eggs here. Into the water. Right? You with me? And therefore, the water, I'm just following the analogy straight. The water is not just have a little bit of milk and time of flesh. A tremendous amount of time of flesh. And therefore, it's a problem. Wait a minute. The problem is what with the water? What about with no one's drinking that water over here. What are you worried about? In turn, that water is doing what? That water is coming into very close contact in the conditions of heat with what? With the milk of the pan. Maybe we should say that what? But that water which is so has absorbed so much time from the fleshika pot should not go ahead and utter the milchika pan. That's what the Tosafot says. They say for real. The Russian is not true. Why isn't it true? How did he explain it? How did he explain it? Alhacha shetam sheni shel abasa shebetoch hamayim. Ain't no nosen tam betoch hamashu tachola. Elements Ivan Tom Shani Shalakolov Shabatoka Mayim Nire Shamayim Utarium Rakom Mut. In other words, if I took eggs and I cooked the eggs in the water, I cannot put the butter on the eggs. But here I'm not putting butter into this water. In effect, right? I'm just a carry analogy. What am I doing is I'm putting a pot into the water. The pot is clean. What is the pot? LMI, what are you using the pot for? The pot was, it's a milk of the pot. According to who?
Depends
how I'm shot in the rush.
Is that what you're saying? That the wood, the only time like an egg, and that's my mushroom, can really accept not a time close, you're strong enough time to after putting butter on the egg. But
if it's water, it's not egg, it's water, there's not enough time yet for the water to actually put in the butter on it. That's the way that I answered
it, in my mushroom.
Madani Yadda says, what is it saying? Shani ben Isav to my mushroom. Yeah. Shani ben Isav to my mushroom. The Mitzayev shall love a Tavah Moshe. What does that mean?
It's not the same time going into the water as time going into the next.
That's you've been perverted by me. I already said the pshat in the rush, but he's right. I don't think the Madaniyot means what we said. I think Madaniyot means what Yaakov said. I don't think the rush meant that though. I thought the rush meant what Dava just said. It seems to be numbers of Tamim.
It's
coming both ways into the water.
That's a matter of numbers.
Two times shame is
not a constitution. Okay. Okay, let's be patient for a minute. Slow. The Rush also said at the end. Not according to those shots. That's the question. We'll come back. Wait a minute. Slow. The Rush also says, Nit. Here's the ultimate irony. The rush comes in matzah bishul, but then it comes out with a little patch at the end. Oh, because mitzaber mitzbashful ika tam shlishi v'shari, which was the third time. Then he turns around and does what? I will nitzvah us. He bangs you. Make on bishul matzah by tzli. And this is coming even more accepted. There's for example, the shach passes by halacha, close to mashal, that although bishul b'diavad is mutter, Tzli is also even what? Even b'diavad. Each one has a mile in the chesaron. Fish has a chesaron, it's water, it has a tremendous amount of time. What's the mila? It's an extra step in the water of the food. Tzli has a mila, not so much time. As a chesaron, what? There's no water and separating between. It goes right from the pot into the food.
You lose a step.
All right, but now everyone's fighting here about the Maharashtras. The only way to get to the bottom of the problem is to actually look in the Ran. He's the one who speaks the most about this. Let's open up the Ran and look, read it inside. Yeah? That's what I want to discuss now. Let's take a look. There's the Ran over here that's Memalas. First he says about the idea of not banat b'shur. Then he says, second word line. The pasuk says for a truma. Kairo shehushku b'makwas cholevas v'mayim rochim v'shteyim b'nei yomon. Pasuk da kol otzim. The Tao should be called as Nipple of Mayim, the Tao Cholos should be Mapa as Nipple of Mayim, and the Yad Nesra Mayim should be also be Cholos should be Hes. Which should cause of a Nipple of Mapa to be Cholos also are called. He's not called any Chumris, he's going to make it right in now. But after we've won Chumra, just push it straight in. Cholos of the Rabban now. Bani Omer is Shtabish Kahani. It's a coin. Made a mistake. The Hainu Dogam Shalom Bekara, Muzlachim Bekutach, Bekara, Hainu Korah. I don't know if that's what a muscle and initial is. Kara, I'm a Kara. My name Rosh Mishapolta Behem. I'm a doggy. Machos Kolevet, I know Kuta. Kishem Shadog and Mutta Lachon Bakuta. Kaka Maya Malalu, Mutta Litanosam, Bain Bakuta, Bain Biplatas Kolov Shibamacha. But of a borrow, Apa Pisha Scandal the Forest, the Sloshinos and Tamim Binan, Kanari Sloshinos and Tamim Hain. Both the Bekara, Karas the Mayim, and Mayim Bekala. For lo amri non kolov shebe Mayim nis arev in tam sheni shel bota shebe hen. Kishem. Shein omen bedogim. The tam akolov shebe kutach nivla bedogim. Be eostrom. The chen bedin. So we should aim bota shebe dogim of a Mayim ostrin. Achi fomad is ne atmo klal. And the teicha shebala olam is arav v'tama shecholav mitzarev out of the oven. So the Ran said two things. We're not sure what the two things are. The two separate things for which we think both reasons the Ramban is wrong. Now, what are they fighting about? This is a very hard thing to figure out. What exactly are the Ramban and the Ran fighting about? What do they mean? Guess what?
I think that they're misunderstanding each other's
Well, I misunderstand. It's a machloekes. I don't misunderstand.
They think yellow is wrong because they have a different definition.
Oh, it's not a misunderstanding. Yeah.
Different definition for not by not.
Oh, correct.
Now, the Ramban definition of not by not is that you add steps as soon as it is, get the right Hebrew word, as soon as it is poet. In other words, the meat goes into the wall of the Kara, that's the Risha. The Kara automatically puts it out, that turns automatically into a shame. That's the Ramban's definition of number. You number it just when the water sticks it out to something else, that will turn into a shame. That's how it works. The Ramban